9:43 p.m. I don't think that's right, because my clock says 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this committee. And I don't know what I'm going to get up to today. It's raining. It's raining pretty heavily. It's cold outside. We're not going to do anything outdoors today. So we can't go out spotting motts. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know, but tomorrow is going to be great for mushrooms, so I can guarantee you I'm going out tomorrow, you know, as long as it's not raining. I don't know. So, what else is new? Okay, well, here's something a little bit weird that happened to me last night. Last night, it was about, 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m., sometime like that. It was before 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was just sitting in front of my TV trying to find something to watch before I, you know, try to go to sleep. And so there's nothing on all the usual channels I check, you know, in the middle of the night, because there's nothing on TV after about 1 a.m. or 1:30 in the early days of the week. You know, so Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, there's nothing on after about 1 a.m., so I can't find anything. What am I going to do? I don't know. So I pulled up the schedule channel, and I started going through all the channels to see if there was anything on that I would want to watch. And as I was doing this, I was thinking, oh, well, maybe there's some House reruns up there in one of those high-numbered channels. So I started going up to the four-digit channels. And sure enough, yeah, House is on at 2 a.m. And you know how much I like to watch House, the funniest show in the world. But that's nothing. That's nothing. Also on at 2 a.m., I saw a show called Legendary Mott. You heard me correctly. Legendary Mott. And I was thinking, whoa, this is weird. And this is on at the same time as House on the channel that's right below House. Here, let me show you the screenshot I took, because I knew that nobody's going to ever believe me that this happened. So I'm sitting there and I'm getting really excited. All right. Legendary Mott. That is a show for me. I want to see a legendary Mott. I see a lot of Motts. I don't know how many of them are, you know, necessarily legendary. But suddenly I started getting kind of excited to see this legendary Mott show. Well, yeah, it turns out that it was not, in fact, a show about legendary marmots. No. You see, the show was only a half an hour long, and the title was long enough that it didn't completely fit in the space allotted for it on the TV schedule. And so it was abbreviated, and it was abbreviated to say Legendary Mott. The show was, in fact, actually called Legendary Motor Cars. But Legendary Motor Cars, like I said, it wouldn't fit, and so it got truncated, and so it only said Legendary Mott. And I was quite disappointed. I mean, I really wanted to see a show about a Legendary Mott. And I thought, why doesn't this show exist, Legendary Mott, and why am I not the host of it? Shouldn't I be on it on TV at 2 o'clock in the morning talking about legendary marmots and showing pictures of Motts around the world and all that stuff? Yeah, I should be. That would be a great show. I know I'd watch it. But no, Legendary Mott as a TV show, despite what the schedule told me, does not in fact exist. So that was something of a letdown, and I don't even think I ended up watching House. I think I was watching the Lady Terps beat the crap out of Northwestern in college lacrosse. I'm starting to really sort of like lacrosse. especially the women's game, because, you know, they don't wear any pads or helmets. And I don't think there's any contact allowed. And so the strategy and the techniques are a lot different than men's lacrosse. But that's neither here nor there. So what are we going to do now? Well, I've been thinking that we need to leave the studio here. Let me get all this stuff. We're just going to grab everything. And we're going to go up to the kitchen. Why? Because it's time for me to eat. I'm starving. And today is going to be the big taco experiment day. That's right. Taco experiment day. For the longest time, for at least, you know, a couple of months, I've been... Oh, hi, baby. There's a kitty. I've been wanting to try to imitate the tacos that I can buy at my favorite taqueria. Because, you know, I've been wondering, can I make them at home? Will they be just as good? I don't know. And that's what we're going to do today. I went to the store earlier, and I bought $18.25 worth of stuff. And you can buy this stuff, too, if you want to try to eat Tobe tacos. You will need... Oh, about 3/4 of a pound of, or, you know, however many tacos you're making, of like a flank steak or a skirt steak. You will need white corn tortillas. I got a package of, what, 30 here? Yeah, the package of 10 tortillas was $1.99. The package of of 30 tortillas was $2.18, so... You know, you're getting those extra 20 tortillas for a penny a piece. So I got the big package. You'll need to get or buy or make some pico de gallo. It's just tomatoes and onions cut up with a little cilantro. But if you don't like cilantro, try parsley. And if you can't stand parsley, I don't know, add some green onions for color. You will need one lime cut into wedges and some guacamole salsa. Now, guacamole salsa is not like what we think of guacamole here in America, which is the, you know, super thick, like, guacamole dip. That is not what this is. This is a very thin sauce, a very thin sauce of, well, guacamole. So... I actually bought some. I didn't know how to make it, so I found some on the shelf in one of the stores, so I was like, okay, I'm going to use that. I also bought my pico de gallo, only because I'm so lazy, trying to save some steps in all this work that I got to do, so I just bought about a pound of it. One of my stores, they like to prep food, especially fruits and vegetables, and you can buy already prepared and cut up fruits and veggies, onions, peppers, melons, mushrooms, just about everything you can think of, zucchini, cauliflower, broccoli, blah, blah, blah. You probably have a store like this at home where you live, so, you know, go there. And what else? Oh, I guess that's about it. Of course, I do have some hot sauce. I do have some hot sauce for splashing on there. And the first thing you want to do, and you got to do this ahead of time, is you got to put the meat in the freezer. Put your flank steak in the freezer and freeze it about halfway. This will make it much easier to cut up. And I did that about, well, almost 2 hours ago now. So that's probably ready. Should we get it? Yeah, I suppose we should probably get it out of the refrigerator. And here we go. A partially frozen... skirt steak. I guess technically this is a flat iron steak. Same thing. Now all you gotta do is cube it. Cut it into little small dice. You know, just dice it up. Make little cubes. Start cutting. Ugh. But you'll want a sharper knife than this one. Yeah. Good thing this is frozen. Good thing this is frozen, otherwise would never get this cut. With this dull knife, chop, 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 chop. Now, this would also make great fajitas, but I'm not cutting fajita strips. I'm dicing this little steak. Okay. There. There's the last of the steak all chopped up. Now I'm going to portion out about how much I think I'm going to eat right now, and I will freeze the rest and eat it tomorrow. And while I'm at it, I'm going to cut up this lime. Chop it up into some wedges here. There's a lime in half. Chop, 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 chop. Chopping up limes. Okay. How much do I have here? I've probably got, you know, like 3 or 4 ounces here. I've got the rest put in the freezer for tomorrow. I should probably do a little bit of cleaning, wash this knife off, and start thinking about what's the next step here. Next thing we need to do is put a little bit of oil in the pan, so I'm going to get out my spray can of canola oil. Coat my pan kind of liberally. That'll work. Put it on the stove, turn on the heat, and get this thing up to temperature. I'm actually going to get out another pan here. Where did I put it? It's in the cabinet. I'm going to put that on the other burner, but I'm not going to turn on the heat. I'm just going to use this pan to heat up the tortillas when that time comes. So let's put that on the stove while we're at it. And this pan, this other pan, is probably hot enough to throw the meat in. And so what we're going to do is just going to throw the meat in, stir it around, kind of stir fry it actually, and season it up. I'm going to add some black pepper, and if you want to get super authentic, you want to use adobo, like seasoning salt, but I'm going to use something else. I've got the adobo, but I think that gives me headaches. There might be MSG in it. I don't know. But I'm going to use something else. So let's get cooking. Get my handy spatula here and throw the meat in the pan. There it goes. It's sizzling. I hope you can hear that. There we go. And we're just gonna kind of stir this up to break it up because some of these pieces are sticking together. Flip them over here, bring them into the middle so I can apply the seasoning. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. And this isn't gonna take long to cook because these pieces are pretty small. I'm just sort of stirring them around here, flipping them over, and just generally watching the doneness. I'm at about, what, 3/4 heat here? You don't want to go maximum temperature, but you want a pretty hot pan here, because you are going to want to put some char on these bad boys, so I'm going to leave them alone here so they can cook up. Flip over some of these pieces. Yeah, it smells pretty good. We're going to have some pretty yummy tacos here in a few minutes. Yeah, look at that. Looking pretty tasty. Of course, if you have an outdoor grill, you could just, in fact, grill the whole steak. And I mean the whole steak. The steak whole. Don't cut it up first. Cook the steak first out on the grill, then bring it in, let it rest, and you can dice it up after the fact. I don't have a grill, so I'm not doing it that way. But if I had a grill, I probably would. Yeah. All right, where are we with this stuff? It's getting close. It's getting close to being pretty done here. Yeah. So, you know, cook your little cubes of steak to your desired doneness. If you're a medium person, you probably need to take them out right now. If you are a slightly more done person and you like a little char, you want to go about another minute here. And then we're probably going to be good. Let's see. Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost to where I like it, baby. I'm going to take this little piece out and try it because it looks like it's about cooked all the way. Mmm, 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 Nom, nom, nom. That is delicious. Mmm. Yep. We're doing it right. Okay, so. That's probably done. I'm going to turn off the heat. And I'm actually going to move the pan to the other burner to get off the heat. And we're pretty much ready to plate this stuff now. So, I'm going to grab a plate. Put it down here on the counter. I'm going to start opening all my containers. Open the tortillas, open the guacamole salsa, and open the pico de gallo. We got pico. We got guaca salsa. And where's those tortillas? Oh, yeah, okay. Here they are. Open them up. Just like that. Okay. So, I'm going to heat up this other pan just barely. Just get that warming up. And this is so I can warm up certain tortillas. So I'm going to take 4 tortillas out of the package. I can smell them. I can smell the nixtamal. And I'm just going to sort of throw them in this other pan so they can get hot. Heat them up. Heat them up. Yum, yum, yum. Okay. Let those warm up a bit. Okay, so I think these tortillas are ready. Grab them out of the pan here. Throw them on the plate. Oh, yeah. Even the tortillas smell delicioso. I'm going to grab these other ones. Yeah, hot, 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 hot. Oh, yeah. Tortillas are just perfect. So we're going to scoop some meat into them from the other pan. Blorp. Scoop. It's the old scoop and floop. Scoop the beef out of the pan and slap it down on your tortillas. And once you got your beef cubes on your tortillas, get a fork and throw on some pico de gallo here. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Get lots of tomatoes because we like tomatoes. And lots of onions because we like the onions. I think this one needs some more. There we go. Get some little green stuff in here. You know, the odd thing is I'm not a huge cilantro fan, but I have to have it on my tacos. Otherwise, they don't taste quite right. They don't have that authentic flavor. And then, I'm gonna throw that fork in the sink. Then we grab a spoon here. And throw on, oh, this looks pretty good. Throw on some of this guacamole salsa. Drizzle it on the tacos here. Yummy, yummy. A little bit more, maybe. Yeah. That looks good. Throw that in the sink. And, hey, where's my limes? Oh, I put them over here. Okay, so we're going to grab the limes here and the hot sauce and put the limes on the plate. Splash a little hot sauce on the tacos. Oh boy, this is looking pretty good. The only thing left to do now is to give them a taste. Well, I guess we should probably take a picture. Okay, so turn on the camera and take a picture of the tacos. Sagoosh, okay. We got the pictures of the tacos. There's nothing left to do, but I guess I can put the lid back on the pico. Nothing left to do but to taste them, so we grab a wedge of lime here. Squirt a little lime on this one. And let's see. Let's see. Yummy lime juice on my fingers. Let's see if we manage to make a decent taco here. Oh boy. Wow. Oh yeah. Oh my god. So delicious.
Mmm. And this guacamole salsa is way better than the stuff that I get at my taqueria. Wow. This is really good. Mmm. Gotta take another bite. Oh, the steak is perfect. Mmm. Mmm. Oh my God. Mmm. It's so delicious. Mmm. 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 I can't believe how good this is. Mmm. Best tacos ever. These are easily the best tacos I've ever made. Mmm. Mm-hmm. I'm on the last bite of the first taco. It's blowing my mind. Mmm. Mmm-hmm. Mmm-hmm. Woohoo! All right. This is unbelievable. I've got to get into this second one. I'm going to tear this taco up. Nom. Mmm. Mmm-hmm. Oh, it's so delicious. Mmm. Mmm-hmm. Mmm. Authentic Mexican flavors. El sabor de casa. Oh, so good. I'm gonna squirt a little bit more lime juice on here. Oh, yeah. Mmm. Unbelievable. Mmm. Mmm. Nom, nom. Mmm-hmm. Mmm. Mmm-hmm. So yummy. I'm going to kiss this lime. Ooh, so limey. Mmm. Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. Ooh, spicy. The bad news is that was the last bite of the last taco. And I'm sorry to see it go. The good news is, whoa! Best tacos I've ever made, ever. Now, the funny thing is, I wouldn't say that I managed to imitate the recipe from my favorite taqueria. I noticed a couple things that were different. Ugh. So yummy. My tacos were a little bit sweeter, and I suspect that comes from the guacamole salsa, which is delicious. And I would love to tell you the brand of it, but since I don't speak Spanish, I don't have any idea what it says. Whew! And I put a lot of yummy hot sauce on it, so now my tongue is burning and I'm licking the lime. Woo, doggy! Oh, so good. Okay. Well, maybe we should go back into the studio for a debriefing. So let's gather up all the cords here, unplug some of this stuff, and head back downstairs. Okay. Oh, hi, Dingus. Are you going to attack me? Are you attack kitty? Yeah, some kitties think they're about to attack me. Well, we got to run and hide. Get back in the studio here quick before our Achilles tendons get chomped on by my crazy attack cat. All right, so here we are, back in the studio.
And you know, I think I'm going to put this down as an unqualified success. Quite the delicious tacos. Even though my goal was to sort of imitate the tacos from the restaurant down the street, I really have sort of developed my own little recipe here. And I know where I went different, you know, with the seasoning and the guacamole salsa. But still, like I said, best tacos I've ever made. There will be no more of that hamburger spiced with cumin with cheddar cheese and lettuce and a hard corn shell. Those aren't tacos. That's California crap. If you want tacos, you need to get some soft corn tortillas, the little ones. They're little bitty dudes. They're about, I don't know, less than 6 inches in diameter. They're tiny. Maybe even 10 centimeters in diameter. But I did the meat just right. Oh, so yummy. And you should try this. You should try this immediately and eat some real decent tacos. And it occurs to me that if you can't get guacamole salsa, and the brand I used was Herdez. If you can't find that, I was thinking, you know, Green Goddess salad dressing might work, but I don't think so. But Just get some guacamole. Get some regular guacamole, the thick, goopy stuff. That'd probably be just as good. I often do that myself with other types of tacos and burritos that I make. And you can find prepared guacamole just about anywhere, or you can make your own. So, if you would like a recipe of what I just made, this recipe for these tacos, go ahead and email me. My email address is tobe@sdf.org. That's Tango Oscar Bravo at Sierra Delta Foxtrot dot Oscar Romeo Golf. And I will write all this down, type it out, and send you the recipe and instructions. If you cannot find the right tortillas, you gotta find the Mexican specialty store in your town. Find some Mexicans. Find any Hispanic or Latino people and find the damn tortillas. Get the good stuff, people. Also, if you're making your own pico de gallo, the correct tomato to onion ratio is 2-1. So get a couple of small tomatoes and an onion about the same size and dice them all up, mix them together, chop up a little bit of cilantro, throw it in there, or green onions or whatever your thing is, and go for it. Oh my God, it's so good, I can't even think straight right now. I got that food buzz going for me. Absolutely delicious. My mind is just still blown. So remember, kids, if anybody asks you what you want for dinner tonight, you tell them, I want Tobe-style carne asada tacos. And if that person then replies, I don't know how to make that, you can say, oh, but I do. And you can listen to this show, or again, you can email me for the recipe, and I will spell it out for you. Oh, so good. I forgot what I was going to say. My mind is just going blue. Oh, I remembered what I was going to say. Remember that if you do make these, you need to sort of plan in advance just because you got to freeze that steak to cut it up real good. So, you know, if somebody asks you 10 minutes before dinner time what you want to eat, you're not going to be able to make these. But if you're thinking ahead a few hours, remember to freeze your steak partially through. If you've got a 2-centimeter or 1-inch thick steak, it's going to take about an hour and a half, potentially 2 hours, to get this to cutting consistency. If it's thinner than that, you know, an hour, just wing it. You really can't do it wrong. Just dice that steak up. And something else occurred to me. This particular brand of tortilla that I used, this company also sponsors some Australian rules football teams, and they have their logo on some of their jerseys. And I wonder if I'm going to see that tonight, because tonight I'm going to watch an Australian rules football game on TV. I'm very excited about it. I'm not sure who's playing, because that information I don't have. Oh, I suppose I could look it up online, but why bother? Yummy tacos, what a great day. Yummy, yummy tacos and Australian rules football later tonight. I think I have achieved my dubious goals for today. Why? Because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in the rest of this week. Maybe I'll make some more food. Maybe I'll go look for dudes. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ラジオショーレディー、ヒャオ。